Good morning. I'll be reading 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 27. One body, many parts. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews, Greeks, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, well, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, how would we smell? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Thank you, God, for your word.
It's great to be here with you this morning. This is probably the last time Tim and I were in Tabs Penarth. It was probably in the early 1990s. That was way before we went to Nepal, the country that Dot mentioned. But we used to be part of Cambrensis, and we came here a couple of times to sing. We sang at Ruth and Peter just Taylor's wedding and another wedding as well. So it's good to be back, and the church has changed a bit. The outside of the church has changed quite a bit since that time, but it's great to be back, and thank you for your warm welcome this morning. So I'm Caroline Trimble. I am the Director of Finance and Operations at BMS World Mission. I've in a slightly unique position in BMS in that I've seen BMS from many different angles over a long period of time. As I said, Tim and me were mission workers in Nepal with BMS for 8 years, between 1995 and 2003. I was then a BMS trustee between 2006 and 2012, and then came back to BMS in 2016 as head of finance, and have been director of finance and operations since 2022. So can't keep me away from BMS. It's like a magnet that keeps on drawing me back every time I leave for a little bit and then I come back. But it has given me quite an interesting perspective, because, as I say, I've seen BMS from all angles. BMS is a very old charity, one of the older charities in the UK. It was formed in 1792, so it's old. And BMS has changed lots over the years. As the Holy Spirit has led BMS, BMS has followed that leading and has changed and adapted as the Spirit leads. And I think it'd be fair to say at the moment we're in another period of change. The Holy Spirit is moving in a new and fresh way in the world, and BMS wants to follow the Holy Spirit's leading in that. Just want to give you a couple of statistics. In 1900, there were almost 460 million Christians in the global north. Now, by the global north, we mean the sort of mainly the West, and around 98 million in the global South. So that's 460 million global North, 98 million in the global South. 125 years later, in mid-2024, that 460 million in the global North had grown to 836 million. But the 98 million in the global South had grown to 1.8 billion. It's projected now by 2050 that the Christian population in the global North will have reduced from 836 million to around 746 million. But the global South will have further grown to more than 2.5 billion. So the gravity, if you like, or the center of global Christianity is moving, or has moved, not is moving, has moved from the West to the rest, from the West to the global South, to the which is where the majority of the world population is as well, is based in the global South. And I think it'd be fair to say that as mission, it's not been quite, that shift hasn't been reflected in mission. There's been sort of, mission has tended to be, or overseas mission has tended to be West to the rest. The global North nations preach, teach, provide, and the global South nations hear, learn, and receive. But God is changing that now. And the reading that Bethan read for us this morning, 1 Corinthians 12, talks about the body. And I like to read this passage in the context of the body being the global church. The body of Christ is the global church. And we're one body. We're many parts throughout the world. And God has blessed his body with many gifts, innumerable gifts. If you just look at everybody around here this morning, every single person here, God has blessed with gifts. Nobody's got exactly the same gifts. Everybody's got different gifts. But they all come together. Why do they come together? To bring glory to God for us to use those gifts he's blessed us with to bless others. And to be partners with God in his mission to the world. So this passage to me is critical, is core to that, that we can't say, oh, well, we play this part and you play that part. That's not for us to say. God has said we all got a part to play, and it's as God determines, and he gives us that part, and it's what God says. So if we could partner in God's mission in the world, we need to listen and follow the Spirit's direction. We need to see what the Spirit is doing in the world. Some of you might have heard of the quiet revival within the UK at the moment. They've got the Holy Spirit starting to move within the UK again, which is really exciting. But we just need to be sensitive to where God is leading. And we believe at BMS that we have our part to play in God's mission. But it's not West to the rest anymore. It's everywhere to everywhere. It's multi-directional. We can share, but we can also learn. And we can share and give, but we can also learn and receive. It's not one-directional. It is multi-directional. And we want to learn from our brothers and sisters in the global South. We want to learn from their experiences, their experience of mission, how they reach their neighbours, how they reach their communities, how the church has grown so much over the years. There's so much we can learn from them. But we've still got things that we can share with them as well, as we all work together as the body of Christ. And BMS has refreshed its vision statement to actually reflect that. And our vision statement is, together we are working for a world where all can experience faith in Christ and the abundant life only he provides. And the key words for us are together. It's not just us as in BMS, it's us as in the global church. We work together for a world where all can experience faith, not just certain groups of people, but everybody can experience faith in Christ and the abundant life only he provides. So BMS wants to share the whole gospel for the whole person. God has created us whole people. You can't split us into sort of, this is the physical person, this is the spiritual person, this is the mental person, this is the emotional person. We're all one person. So the gospel doesn't reach one part of the person, one part of us. It reaches and affects the whole body. So it's the whole gospel for the whole person. And BMS feels that the Holy Spirit is telling us to continue that we are a people organization. We're people centered. We're not project centered, we're people centered. And those people, that is reflected in the people we send. And there's a couple of pictures there to give a snapshot of the people, the type of mission workers that BMS is supporting and sending these days. The first picture, there is Pastor Jay. That's his short form name because his name is quite long and quite difficult to pronounce. But Pastor Jay is from Mizoram in northeast India. He's a mission worker that's been sent by the Baptist Church of Mizoram to Cambodia. And BMS supports the Baptist Church in Mizoram in supporting Pastor Jay. And Pastor Jay is planting churches there. And he's actually at the moment in the UK going around certain churches in Wales as well, speaking about his work and for churches here to learn about his work and what we can learn from Pastor Jay as well. So that's Pastor Jay. Then we have Lucia. And Lucia is from Brazil, but she works in Chad. So BMS has facilitated sending Lucia from Brazil to Chad, everywhere to everywhere. The next photo we've got is Wissam and his family. Wissam is on BMS Council and is a BMS church partner. We don't support Wissam financially, but we do support the organisation he works for financially. Wissam currently works for FEMA, which is the Lebanese Baptist Church organization, mission organization within Lebanon and the Middle East. He's soon to be president of the Arab Baptist Bible College, which is also part of the Lebanese Baptist Church. So we partner with Wissam and with FEMA in their work in Lebanon and the surrounding area, and particularly at the moment helping them receive and minister to the refugees that are coming out of Gaza and the West Bank and all the difficult things that are happening in that region and the way they work with the refugees and support refugees in that region. The next person is Valerie. Valerie is a mission worker from Kenya, but she's working in Uganda. So very close countries, next door to each other, very close countries. But Valerie is a child protection and gender justice expert and is helping churches and communities within Uganda with child protection and safeguarding. And then finally, the one on the far right is Laura Lee Leverin. And Laura Lee Leverin is mission worker from the UK in Peru. She's just about to return to the UK to take up a role in BMS in the UK. And Laura Lee is our creation stewardship specialist on helping partners and helping BMS itself to steward creation in our activities and, you know, how we can look after the creation that God has provided. So that's just a snapshot of the people that we send. So here's a picture of Lucia in Chad, and we connect Brazil with Chad via Lucia. Here's a picture of Roger Hamlet, and I'd just like to thank you for the support that you give to Roger and Ingrid and the family in Chad. And it's about the people we serve as well. So Roger and Ingrid are supporting the work of the Guinea Board 2 Hospital, as you know, in Chad, and serving the Chadian community. And it's sending the God's right people to the right places. And this is a picture of James and Bina in Bangladesh. They work for the Bangladesh Baptist Sangha, again supported by BMS, but they plant churches in Bangladesh, in the villages in Bangladesh. And sometimes you would usually say that the right people to reach out to their community are people from that community, because they know the community. So church planting done by local Christians, that's one way that BMS supports global mission, and that's James and Bina. We then have a couple who are from Poland, Nurali and Lina, and when the Ukraine Russia war kicked off, they set up a pop-up refugee welcome centre to welcome refugees from Ukraine across the border, support them as they were sort of fleeing, and also helping them as they wanted to return back to Ukraine. So that's Nurali and Lina in being in the right place. They happened to be in Poland, near where the Ukrainians were coming across the border, and they were able to step in with BMS support to support those refugees. So it's in the right place. And following God's right time. This is G2. BMS is quite heavily involved in G2 currently, and Chad has got the second worst maternal mortality rate in the world. So that, for us, that is it's the right time for us to be in Chad to be able to minister to the people there. So the work you make possible as a church through BMS is amazingly wide-ranging. There's a whole host of things. There's a lot to cover. So we've come up with some titles. We want to help people. We're helping people help people be who God intended. That's what we want to do. So we've come up with some titles of the areas of work that we do. They're not distinct areas. They do overlap, but it's just easy to have sort of titles for you to identify the sort of work that we do. We've got Heart for the Gospel, Hope for the World, and Help for the Journey. So we're going to have a look now at some stories from each of those areas. The first one we have is from Heart for the Gospel, and it's church planting in India. And this lady is Karina. She is a church planter in India. She began her married life with her husband with the hopes of growing a beautiful family. But after 10 years of marriage, she still hadn't conceived. And with the culture that she comes from, there's this expectation that you do conceive. If you don't, then you're shunned. And her husband became impatient and bitter, and he sent her back to her father's house because she couldn't give him the son or the heir that he wanted. So she lost her dream of becoming a mother. She lost her husband. And in the depths of her sadness of all that loss, she remembered a film a very long time ago that she'd seen, the Jesus film. And she just remembered a snippet from that film. And that snippet was, well, Jesus healed the sick. Perhaps Jesus will heal me. So that's all she remembered from the Jesus film, that Jesus healed the sick and perhaps Jesus would heal her. So she didn't know how to pray, so she just said, Jesus, Lord, I want to talk to you. Please do a miracle in my life. And that was the start of her story. It's not where it ended. She's now the proud mother of two boys. A huge answer to her prayers. Her husband repented of his actions and welcomed her back. And both her and her husband, well, her husband has become a Christian as well in recent years, both of them have been baptized, and Karina actually baptized her husband, helped in the baptismal service of her husband. And she works as a church planter. But for her, while her conversion story is miraculous, that's not the thing that she really likes to share about. What she really wants to do is share her faith and share God's word with others. And the training as a church planter she has enabled, that she's taken part in, has enabled her to do that. She said, I knew I was saved, but when I started being discipled, I learned about God's word, which completely enriched my life. And now, not only is she a church planter herself, she trains others in church planting as well, as part of BMS's disciple-making movement work. And in 2024, BMS enabled the training of 173 church planters like Karina, the majority of them in India, but some in North Africa, some in Europe. 26,000 people were trained by those 173 trainers in the year. Okay. 22,000 small group fellowships, just a couple of people in a house in a village. 22,000 were those planted in Asia last year. And 50 new fellowships started in North Africa and the Sahel region. So that is taking local people that they hear God's call on their life and helping them to share the gospel with those around them within their own communities. And the church is growing through that, which we give thanks to God for. The next story is from Hope for the World, which is Richard's story. Richard is the chairman of the Baptist Church in a place called Gulu in North Uganda, where his wife Doreen is the women's worker. And their family have benefited greatly from farming training that Genesis, a BMS mission worker in Uganda, has provided. The training that Genesis gave enabled them to grow crops more successfully and sustainably, so that when they sold their crops, not only did they have enough money to support them themselves and their family and their children and their grandchildren, they were able to use the profits to support their church, to enable their church to grow as well. So it's given them a stable income, which has freed them up to be able to work more in the church to become mission workers in their local community. And they work particularly with gender-based violence and marital sort of counselling within their community. So they don't have to worry about where they get their next sort of meal from, whether their children will be able to go to school. Their farm provides that and also supports the church and enables them to go and do work with the church. So in 2024, 78,000 people received life-saving services by BMS in the poorest countries in the world. 10,000 people are supported through church-based groups working in their community, bringing Christ to their communities. Not just bringing sort of agricultural help, but gender violence help, creation stewardship help, but also the gospel at the same time. You can't split the two. It's integral, you know, sharing Jesus and sharing knowledge as well. And then 8,800 people were supported with professional development, whether that's medical workers getting extra professional training, agriculturalists getting extra professional training, their lawyers getting extra training, but professional development as well. So that's our Hope for the World story. We then have Help for the Journey. In this world, in the current days, we have lots of refugees, lots of internally displaced people within their own countries having to move because of violence within their own country. So people who are on a journey, who are leaving what they regard as home, going to somewhere else, which they know nothing about, not being able to take their belongings with them, leaving their family, leaving all that sort of thing. They're all on a, they're on a journey. And BMS's Help for the Journey work works with accompanying those people on the journey and sharing the love of Christ with them whilst they're on that journey. It also works with people in the source countries, you know, to try and help them in the situations they are so they don't feel that they have to flee, to provide them with a safe and secure base in the country that they're in so they don't have to flee. So one of our partners is based in Greece and Cyprus, and it's called All for Aid, and they have a welcome hub in those two countries for refugees, asylum seekers who are coming via Greece and Cyprus to Europe, you know, for whatever reason. They could be, and the countries they come from generally are Somalia, Palestine, Congo, Afghanistan. So the countries where it's really difficult at the moment. And these two ladies here, Magui and Estelle, and they've benefited from being able to access computer training and computer skills and computers, which helps them find accommodation, helps them take language classes, helps them fill in the paperwork, because a lot of applications for healthcare and asylum claims are all technology-based. They're not paper forms anymore. You've got to do it online. So it enables them to do that. And they're trained by a refugee from Afghanistan who's got a degree in computing. You know, couldn't stay in Afghanistan. He's come to, got as far as Cyprus, Greece, was going to go further, but he's ended up working in for All for Aid, providing the training for sort of fellow refugees. Estelle, who's the lady on the right, says, the centre's become family, a place where I have purpose, a place where I can build relationships with people, and where people have helped me to continue to study online. The support changes lives. The support brings a smile. And that's what we're called to do, to support each other. So, again, in 2024, BMS helped 14,000 forcibly displaced people receive humanitarian support in transit. 12,000 people were reached with integral mission response in destination context across Europe. We're working with a partner called Quest Academy, which trains up Christians from the countries that the refugees come from, who are also 9 times out of 10 refugees themselves, to walk alongside these refugees on their journey, to share the gospel as they go along their journey, and then to work with churches in the destination countries in Europe to make sure that the churches provide a warm welcome for them. I mean, if you can imagine going, you know, in leaving here, fleeing, leaving everything you know, arriving in, just pick a random country, arriving, let's just say Nepal, arriving in Nepal, not speaking the language, don't know the culture, you know, you maybe become a Christian on the journey, you go to the local church and you don't understand anything. And it's enabling churches in Europe who are in the destination countries to actually make those people feel welcome and make those people feel that they've come home. You know, they've lost a home, but to enable them to feel that they have found a home with Christ's people in the destination country. So those are three stories. The other exciting thing that has been happening at BMS is March for Mission. This is a picture of Anu Kevichusa. Anu is from Nagaland and is actually based in Nagaland, but he's BMS's Director of Intercultural Learning and Collaboration. It's a bit of a mouthful. But basically, he's responsible for mission training within BMS. But not just mission training, but intercultural training, intercultural learning, you know, what we can learn from other cultures, what other cultures can learn from us, and collaborating together. And in March, Anu and his colleague Levino, they ran a March for Mission program, which was 3 weeks, and it was a residential training and learning program in mission and ministry. And although it was initiated by ILC, that's Anu's department and Anu, it was planned together with the local churches in Nagaland, where it actually took place in northeast India. So it was an equal partnership, and it was open to anybody in that region. So it wasn't just open to people sort of investigating mission in northeast India, coming from northeast India. There was people from Bangladesh, people from Thailand, people from Nepal hoped to actually go, but then they couldn't get visas to go into, because Nagaland's a restricted area. But so there were 30, the first cohort was 30 people, 16 women, 14 men, 12 of who were already preparing to be missionaries, 8 were full-time church workers, and 10 were students who were wondering where God was sort of inquiring about mission, wondering where God was leading them. And they all graduated from the course, and already out of those who were thinking about mission or preparing to be missionaries, 4 have already gone of that 30. 3 of them went to Laos as mission workers from northeast India, and one has gone to Kyrgyzstan. So it's really exciting. Do mission training locally. Anu himself comes from what he calls a small church in Nagaland. That small church has got 1,000 members, but is a very small church for Nagaland. That church itself sends 60 missionaries. So one church in northeast India sends 60 missionaries, not just throughout India, but further afield to sort of the near Asian continent. So that's just something that started recently, our intercultural learning and collaboration. Anu's been with us a year now, but we can see that growing at an exponential rate over the next couple of years. So last year, in total, there were 200,000 people impacted by the work of BMS. And that work... That work would not be possible without you. You are part of that work. We talk about the workers, we talk about the partners, but that work would not have been possible without each member here. We're grateful for your support for the Hamlets and your support for BMS. So a lot of that work wouldn't be able to happen without your financial support, but more importantly, without your prayers. No mission can take place without prayer. Prayer is the bedrock of mission, and we really want to say thank you for all your support. And if you want to, or if you feel that you want to support in more ways, you can become a 24/7 partner of BMS, which is you can support regularly on a financial basis or support regularly on a prayer basis, 24/7 prayer basis. And then obviously you're supporting the Hamlets, and I had to stretch that picture out so they look a bit funny now on the screen, but there's Roger and Ingrid and the children there. Thank you for the support for them, and particularly as Dot prayed of the sort of difficulties, challenges that their family are having at the moment. And just thank you for that. But going back to the reading at the beginning about we all have a part. We all have a part to play in God's mission. When you become a Christian, mission is not an optional extra. We're all missionaries. Every one of us is called to share the gospel. Where God has placed you, he's placed you there to share the gospel in your community, in your family, in your workplace. And that is the most important thing, is to you've been blessed with gifts that God has given you. And everybody, God is calling everybody to use those gifts in mission, in this, to bless others. You've been blessed by gifts. God wants you to use those gifts to bless others. And as director of finance in BMS, that's one of the things that I keep on batting on about in BMS. I think they get, oh no, she's on her little campaign again. God has blessed BMS over the years. And I say, God's blessed us with resources, but the reason he's blessed us with resources is so that we can bless others. It's not for ourselves to benefit, it's for us to bless others. And if you take away any, from my perspective, if you take away anything from this service, God has blessed you as individuals with gifts and resources, and he wants you to use those to further his kingdom, wherever you are. Some of you, he could call to another part of the world. Some of you, he's already got in the place that he wants you, and he wants you to use your gifts there. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. If you want more information later, there's some information on the table, and I'm free, happy to chat with you as well. But thank you very much.
Shall we just say the grace together now as we close? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.